You hear many times people say, do you love the Lord with your heart and don't worry about your mind? And we would say that's impossible. It's not possible. It's not possible to accept what your mind rejects. Somebody has said it's impossible for your heart to receive what their mind rejects. We agree with that. We cannot find a separation between what your mind, the way your mind thinks, and the way your heart believes. And to illustrate that, it's always best illustrated. I read these books many times about people who have walked away from the faith. A book actually called Walking Away from the Faith I read recently cataloged all these different people who had one time been either in Campus Crusade for Christ or been pastors or been pastors' wives or been somebody that's in a Bible study leader for years and years. And then one day something happened in their life to where it caused them to walk completely away from the faith. And most of these people are atheists. Not agnostics, atheists. As a matter of fact, some of these people that I read about have a website to help people who are leaving the faith and walk them through it because it's such a traumatic thing. Most of them all said they hated to leave the faith. They hated to leave their traditions. It tore their heart out to do so, but they didn't know what else to do. The common denominator in each one was that whenever it came down to it, a crisis had come in their life. Something difficult had happened. Their son got cancer, and they watched him die for 2 years. And they prayed and prayed. These Bible study leaders who trusted God and were leaders and felt like that God shouldn't be doing this to them and bringing this tragedy in their life, they lost their faith because of it. They're challenged in some sense. One girl was challenged in school, higher education, and just started picking apart the Bible until finally she just left the faith. Now, I'm not speaking on anything right now about eternal security. This is a side issue. We'll deal with eternal security later on. But these people had a real crisis, and whenever it came down to it, their faith could not stand because they had separated their mind from their heart. They followed their heart and took a leap of faith into Christianity, and then once their mind was challenged later on, their mind could not catch up with their heart. And once your mind falls, your heart is sure to follow. It will. Crisis will come in your life, and the God that you have built up in your mind, the God that you have built up in your experience, the God that you have built up by your emotions, will fail you. But the God, the true God, who you have worked through, gotten from Scripture, understood from Scripture, will never fail you. And so whenever difficulties come in your life, and your conception of God falls, it's just your conception of God that you had that was wrong to begin with because you didn't follow first with your mind. And so we say you cannot separate the two. It's a false dichotomy. You cannot separate the mind and the heart.